This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I will use my voice in the most uplifting way possible. And do everything in my power to educate my community.
If you ask me, it sounds like a cult.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Boston police and protesters coming together. Officers, you see here, taking a knee following calls from the crowd.
Suddenly, I feel all sweet and warm and fuzzy.
You're a disgrace to this department and to that badge on your chest.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Stop lying to us about wearing, about using tear gas. We saw it. It happened.
Maybe they didn't have tear gas. I don't know, but they had the elements of it.
My option is to displace the mayor of New York City and bring in the National Guard.
The National Guard should not be brought here. The people of New York City are much more powerful than anything the National Guard could do.
I don't know what planet Mayor de Blasio parachuted in from, but I don't see him carrying his happy ass down there and trying to protect people.
Unchained and unstoppable.
77-year-old David Dorn, a retired St. Louis police captain, was found dead.
Come on, there's somebody, granddaddy, cuz. Oh, some TV. He gone, bro. Oh, some TVs, cuz.
Yes, America is burning, but that's how forests grow.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Here's a story from the New York Post this afternoon. Looters flee in luxury SUVs after ransacking New York City stores. That's video. Apparently, an NBC producer who lives down in Soho saw them looters pull up in a car, hopping out of two cars and charging through a smashed door before running back outside carrying boxes of goods Monday night. And one of the cars was identified, it's either a Bentley or a Rolls Royce. And one of the people who saw it on social media thought it was a Rolls Royce Cullinan, which they claim starts north of $300,000. Rolls-Royce or a Bentley. That's what they're using to loot. And another guy said that he's been watching them, and the looting gangs in lower Manhattan, what they've been doing is they cruise the streets during the daylight hours, and they're just like kind of like scouting out where what retail outlets they want to take out and what they're going to need to take it out. And then they come back at night with the equipment to take it down, and they have gangs like these are like adult males, and then they'll have gangs of younger males to just act as decoys to distract the cops, and then they have people with they're communicating, I guess, with cell phones to telling the looters when the cops disperse the younger kids. It's organized crime, as the guy told the New York Post. That's what's going on. This is their tribute to the memory of George Floyd. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
If I hear one more reporter say peaceful protest, I'm going to start a riot.
Yeah, I used peaceful protest today in my column several times. Let's have Charlie Parker talking about peacefully protesting peacefulness. Cut 36.
I think it's critically important for law enforcement to keep people safe, and we will do all we can to make sure that our colleagues in local government have the support they need to make sure these protests, these demonstrations are peaceful and safe, not just for the law enforcement who are there, but for the people who go there peacefully to engage in a peaceful demonstration.
Pay to play Polito, how would you describe the peaceful protesters? Would you describe them peacefully? Cut 25.
First, I just want to say that I join the governor in expressing my support and my gratitude to our many friends and neighbors that have shared their voices and demonstrated their views peacefully and safely over the last few days during this important and impactful time here in our Commonwealth and across our nation.
Peaceful. Peaceful. All right.
So in order to enter a store now, do I need to bring a face mask or a brick? 2020 is getting to be really confusing.
We've got a lot of Charlie Baker cuts. They finally started asking him some questions about why is it okay to go out in the street and do whatever the hell you want peacefully and not to go to church for all those months. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with our standing observation. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, when laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences. Are you listening, Charlie Parker? Are you listening, Marty Walsh? Are you listening, Rachel Rollins?
For hating corporations so much, the rioters sure seem to enjoy the goods they carry.
Boy, what did I tell you about what happened at this car dealership in San Leandro, California? It's amazing what they did. They made those guys in the Rolls Royce in New York seem like pikers.
On Monday, I got my first haircut in 3 months. I had to give my name and phone number. Can we use a system like that for looters?
How about for illegal alien Dominican fentanyl dealers?
Hey, Howie, are you getting a pallet of bricks on your block in Wellesley? All the cool looters are getting one.
Yeah, they're saying that some of the photos in Boston are just the Northeastern police were picking up bricks to prevent the looting from occurring, and that it wasn't pallets of bricks being dropped off. But I don't know about other places. There seems to be a lot of brick deliveries to looting prone areas in downtowns across the country.
So Howie, if we don't see a spike in 2 to 3 weeks of new cases, how will Charlie and Marty explain that?
I know someone is, the texter was just speculating that if they don't have a spike by June 14th, they're going to have to end the hoax. I mean, I'm not saying the virus was a hoax, but I think it's pretty clear the response is now a hoax. It's now a total overreaction. And I don't know how they're going to be able to continue it, but I know they don't want to end it. They're just having too much damn fun. I'm not confident that it's going to end in the middle of the month.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Why is everyone upset about Aunt Tifa? I hear she's a wonderful lady. I mean it.
Got a couple of good texts here. The five stages of grief have now been amended to include stealing an SUV. And do you remember the term peaceful protesters ever being used to describe the open the government demonstrators? No, they were dangerous radicals. There was a great cartoon today, two panels in the cartoon. One was a guy standing, Carl from Carl's TV, was standing outside and he was going, "Let me open my business." And he was described as dangerous radical. And then the next one was a looter throwing a brick through Carl's TV and stealing one of his flat-screen TVs. He was a peaceful protester.
I'm surprised Pelosi didn't burst into flames when she picked up the Bible the other day.
Maybe they didn't use tear gas. What a concession for her. You know, I would like to have asked, what Bible is that? Is that King James or a Douay? You keep telling us you're such a devout Catholic. Do you have a Douay version, or is there a new version that supplanted the Douay version? She would have no idea. She would probably look at it and say it's a Gideon Bible.
Hey, Taylor and Grace, can we have a Wizard of Oz with Howie? On the Concha interview, he said 47 times. Come on, let's get it going.
I didn't come here to be made sport of.
It's pronounced deputy. The deputy FBI director. No. It's not deputy. It's deputy. Deputy.
It's Deputy Dog, and it's Deputy FBI Director and Deputy Attorney General, okay?
Listen, Chumpline callers, if you're just tuning into the show for the first time, there are a few things you're going to have to come to peace with. That's one of them.
Yeah, and when Karen Polito says important, there's only one T in important as far as Karen Polito is concerned. We all have our little ticks, right?
You remember, I enjoy Blackout Tuesday so much that I'm drinking myself into a Blackout Wednesday.
And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, etc.
There's another one. Monday, Tuesday, deputy.
That's right. It's very important not to give me any crap about any of this.
Howie, has Smokey the Bear responded to Maura Healey's comments about the forest?
I wonder if she feels that way about her own neighborhood of Charlestown, if she doesn't mind having a few arsons in Charlestown.
Howie, I'm digging your new glasses. You look like Truman Capote.
Truman Capote? I think not. I don't have a lot in common with Truman Capote.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you want to hear more chopped chumps, messages that didn't make it today, they will be put into a podcast that will be posted at 7 p.m. wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts, Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with our standing observation. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, when laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences.
I'm surprised Pelosi didn't burst into flames when she picked up the Bible the other day.
I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. I have in my hand the powder, and I have the new chewy Super Beats. They're both great. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
If you were a police officer, would you kneel before protesters?
No, I would not.
59% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls in this the next couple of segments. I did want to read you this story, though, about the looting in San Leandro, California. San Leandro Chrysler Dodge is open for business after one of the largest auto theft sprees in memory. This was on Sunday night. Sunday night. Cell phone video reveals some of what happened Sunday night at the dealership on Marina Boulevard. It shows new Dodge cars and trucks screeching out of the lot and onto the street. By the time it was over, 74 vehicles were gone. Now, they knew there was going to be a lot of looting, apparently, in this part of California. So the owner thought, though, he had a plan. He put big trucks, vehicles, pickup trucks, I guess, in front of all of the entrances to the lot. And, of course, there were fences up around it. But once the looters got inside, once they breached the perimeter, as they say, they went in and they got the... They got into the showroom and pried the lockbox open and took the car keys. And then they started hitting the alarm buttons to see which key went with which car. So once they had 70-plus vehicles open, they didn't care that the entrances and the exits were blocked. They had so many cars to steal that they just started ramming the fence. They just rammed the fence. They knocked the fence down with some cars, and once they got the fence down, they just drove out the other cars.
Shouldn't they have just the owners taken the keys home? Doesn't that make more sense?
I don't think he anticipated. I don't think this guy's name is Carlos Hidalgo. I don't think he anticipated that it was going to be this involved. And what I wonder after reading this story is how long was this going on? This took some time. They started ramming until they could get out, said the owner. They took out chains and fence posts. It was a very malicious act. Police say they've recovered at least 15 of the stolen vehicles, some in the Bay Area and some 150 miles away in Kings County. Many have been chopped up for parts. As we're getting them back, I've got cars now without engines, said Hidalgo. So... the dealership has now hired armed guards for the foreseeable future. It's kind of late, though, it seems like. With all the destruction of the dealership and the fences and wrecking everything and stealing all the vehicles, losses are estimated at $5 million. $5 million. What a tribute to the memory of George Floyd. In another part of California, looters in Fairfield, California, looters used a forklift to break into a Best Buy. There was a construction work going on in a nearby mall, and so the vandals just took the forklift and smashed into the Best Buy. At least they've made some arrests there. Fairfield lies halfway between San Francisco and Sacramento. Again, another moving tribute to the memory of George Floyd. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Before we go to the phone lines, I just want to play the cut where a reporter today is asking the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Parker, who's insanely in favor of continuing the lockdown forever, how he plans to stop protests since he stopped churchgoers. Again, you can be fined or maybe even arrested if you try to open your restaurant. But if you burn out a restaurant, they're looking the other way. They claim they're cracking down, but they're really looking the other way. You know that, whether it's in Boston or in Brockton. Or then there are problems elsewhere throughout the whole state. There's a demonstration tonight in Plymouth. There were marauding bands around malls like Chestnut Hill, South Shore Plaza, Natick Mall. There've been all kinds of problems. So that's okay. That's a peaceful protest. Just don't go to a driving range though. Don't even think about it. Cut 31.
You know, there have been protests, none this big, but there have been protests on one thing or another during the course of the pandemic and during the course of the orders we've had in place. And no one's been arrested, no one's been ticketed, nobody's been fined. I think our view on this is that First Amendment rights like that are a balancing act for us in dealing with this pandemic and the contagious nature of it. We certainly appreciate the fact that many of the folks who've been involved in these protests have worn face coverings. And I've seen a ton of hand sanitizer, believe it or not.
Thanks, Antifa.
With many of them as well. But as I said in my remarks, this is a balancing act between giving people the right to speak up about what they believe, and at the same time recognizing and what understanding
I believe in some free Hennessy.
We are still in the midst of a terribly dangerous and wildly contagious virus, and this is certainly going to be a risk.
Certainly going to be a risk. Did you notice how he's calling it orders now? I thought they were guidelines and advisories. And could we stop calling it a pandemic and start calling it a panic? And that's Charlie Parker.
Your papers, please.
The purveyor, the pope of panic porn.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, right. There's a lot at stake here. Cut 22.
Offering kindness and supporting one another when it's needed most. That's the kind of leadership this country needs. The country needs empathy, not hostility. The company needs to heal, not fracture. And here in the Commonwealth, we plan to continue to talk, listen, and push progress forward.
We plan to tell you what to do. We're going to drive every last one of you out of business. We're going to cost every last one of you your job, except for the hacks who are on the state payroll. They're going to get paid. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Quickly, let's file these two things on the crack of jack journalism. Atlanta, first it was two cops that got the couple out of the car and beat the hell out of them. Then it was four cops got arrested. Then it was six. Well, the part they didn't tell you on the white supremacy is five out of the six officers just happened to be of the black persuasion. They were all, those five were charged with aggravated assault. The one white officer, yes, there was a white officer there, he was charged with breaking windows. By the way, isn't that what the protesters do to cop cars?
I don't know the whole detail. I know the mayor of Atlanta is trying to get onto the Democrat presidential ticket with Joe Biden. That's why she objected so strenuously to Governor Brian Kemp reopening the state a month or so ago. And although she's had to concede that there haven't been any problems. Thanks for the call, Nick. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, I've known you for years. You're probably one of the best mob journalists that ever lived. And I can remember my uncle telling me, he was a bookie out in Western Mass, and we used to drive from there to Southie and then from there to Providence to do business. And I'll tell you something right now. What you just described about them going into the dealership and what's going on in Manhattan is a direct, I mean, it's just, it's all business for the mob.
Right. Well, that's what one of the guys that has been watching this, the guy who was watching the way the mobs come into lower Manhattan and scout out the locations and then come back with this distracting gangs. That's what he said. He said this is organized crime. I mean, it may not be La Cosa Nostra, but it's very well organized, Mike.
It's what's known as, organized hit. It's an organized hit, basically.
Yeah.
They're just hitting stores instead of hitting people.
Right.
And, it's kind of amazing that what you're going to see here before it's over, just like we used to see back in the late 60s and 70s and 80s, is the left-wing politicians will appease these guys. Remember, Howie, when they used to appease them just to stop the murdering after Big Pauly?
Yeah, well, I mean, people have suggested, paying gangbangers basically not to commit crimes. I mean, what could possibly go wrong there? I mean, it's just crazy. The problem is that I don't think Detroit's ever been the same since the riots in the 60s. Newark has never been the same. And it took L.A. a long time to come back from the Rodney King riots. What's going to happen to New York City? I mean, New York City was devastated by this panic over coronavirus and the terrible, terrible mismanagement of the nursing homes and just the beginning of the panic by de Blasio and Cuomo. I mean, who's coming back to New York City if they have a choice? I talk to people all the time that are down here that they say they're not going back to the Northeast I'm one of them. I mean, I have to go back eventually, but why would I want to go back there? I feel like I'm talking to people in East Germany and I'm in West Germany. This is Radio Free New England, I mean, I go home at night and I see the restaurants in my neighborhood, they're open up. I see people sitting at the bar. They're sitting outside eating, enjoying themselves. The stores are open. There's no looting going on, Why would I want to go back to a just an autocratic, nasty state that is in the grips of a panic. And the governor, whose nursing homes that he regulates are responsible for 62% of the deaths, he doesn't even talk about them. But he tries to put his boot on the neck of people who have nothing to do with the problems. The problems are in the nursing homes. But the nursing homes gave him and Polito and Spilka and DeLeo and Miklowitz and Rodericks and all the rest of the leadership hundreds of thousands of dollars. So they get a pass. Well, they're trying to micromanage the restaurants. Thanks for the call, Mike. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie. The one thing, I'm from the right, I'm very conservative, but the one thing about the people from the right is they never fight the battles. They talk the talk, they don't walk the walk. You have 18 million people in New York City. Where are they through all of this?
Eight million.
Are they upstairs in their homes taking photos of this? Where are they?
Well, I mean, what do you want them to do? I mean, do you want them to go? I mean, the cops are having enough trouble keeping order in New York City because their hands are tied. You just heard the guy talking about what happened in Atlanta. I mean, if you take the kinds of measures that police have traditionally taken to maintain order in the streets, you're going to be up on all kinds of charges. And I'm not talking about, overreacting like in Minneapolis. I'm just talking about maintaining control of the situation.
House, Howie, and destroy your house and burn it down, and you're going to just let it go. This is what it's come to now, because we're just sitting back and taking it, and we're not fighting the good fight. This is what you're saying. It's the same logic.
Well, I think a lot of people... David, I think a lot of people are fighting back. I mean, every day you begin to see, you're seeing more and more stories about looters being shot down when they go into the stores or being just routed by people, and some of them aren't even store owners. They're just citizens in the neighborhood who don't want their local establishments trashed and destroyed. and they're defending their there was one in Southern California. It was going on live TV. These people were just these neighborhood residents were armed, and they were in front of the liquor store, and they just told the looters, get lost, go find some other place to loot. Thanks for the call, David. Let's see. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, Captain. I'm calling because I want you to enlighten me. I'm so confused. Have I got this right that the mayors all issued permits for the protests? They did that, but at the same time, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Well, it turns out that what I'm sort of wondering is, did I not get the memo? Did I miss it? And does this now mean that we can actually have a funeral? We can actually gather at a church? Can we possibly have a block party? I mean, honestly, I'm very confused at this. How does this work exactly? They actually issued permits.
If you're a lawbreaker, you could do whatever the hell you please. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you are still under the heel of these officious, imperious bureaucrats like Charlie Parker and Pay to Play Polito. You know, again, you can't open your restaurant, but you can burn down a restaurant. That's what it boils down to. They would say, "Oh, we're going to prosecute people," but they didn't. A lot of those people on Sunday night, Monday morning, they got away with it. I don't think there were any. Were there any arrests at all these malls where they were these punks were cruising around trying to figure out a way to break into the malls? They were allowed to. And you know, then they say, oh, maybe it was just, you know, you see on social media, well, maybe it was just some kids blowing off steam. Well, wait a second. What if you want to go to church on Sunday? Isn't that just a different sort of form of blowing off steam? Well, for a lot of people, that's part of their weekly routine. But that's not allowed. But they want to go out and cruise the empty parking lots at the malls, probing for weaknesses, trying to create another situation with San Leandro Chrysler Dodge. Thanks for the call, Diane. Lindy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lindy.
Yeah, go ahead, Howie. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your call, first of all. Taking my call. I'm calling from South Hadley. Luckily not, well, close to, but luckily not in the communist conclave of Northampton or Amherst. I just wanted to talk about our governor there, Adolph Baker, and you know, you got to do what he says, and no.
Those are his orders.
Remember that.
He finally used the word orders today.
Absolutely. Without the other day, you might have heard him. He was going off on Trump, saying how he didn't like this and didn't like that. And Massachusetts was number 49 to open up in the whole country. And he's doing just what he wants to do. He's dragging his feet. He's trying to hurt the economy. He's trying to scare everybody into everything. And this is his goal, is to twist everything and hurt the reelection of the president. I mean, it's just on and on and on. So anyway, he's like a blade of grass. You know, he blows he goes whichever way the wind blows. And that's how he is. He's doing what's best for him. He doesn't care about you, me, or anybody else.
And, you know, Lindy, I don't think this is going to benefit him long term. You know, he's looking at these polls, but they're from places like The Globe and WGBH. Anything that hurts the president, of course, they're going to be in favor of it. You know, I don't think that I don't think he can win a Republican primary. I've said this before. I think he could be taken out if he runs again in 2022. And I certainly think that Polito is never, ever going to be elected governor. Not elected anyway. Maybe Charlie Parker will, you know, leave early, although I rather doubt that. That's the only way she'll ever become governor, and then she'll just be acting governor like Jane Swift was. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I guess Kaylee McEnany let Jim Acosta have it again at the press briefing this afternoon. We'll try to get some audio of that. Do we need to get audio of Barack Obama's live appearance
God,
with his
no,
wingman?
No, don't make us sit through that.
No, I don't want Taylor. I just want people to know that I'm aware of it. That we're not totally asleep at the switch. We just have weak stomachs.
The biggest takeaway from that I saw is that nobody can lose the trope of sitting in front of their bookcase. There must be a more interesting place in your house to set up a camera than in front of your bookshelves. And by the way, Barack's was very empty.
Isn't that a shock? A guy who thinks there's 57 states, who thinks they speak Arabic in Afghanistan, who thinks they speak
I don't even think he had
Austrian
his own,
in Austria.
I don't even think he had his own book on his bookshelf. Or his wife's.
I still remember Pete Rose way back when said, someone said, why did you write this in the book? And you're in the book. And she said, I didn't read that. And the reporter said, but it's your autobiography. And he said, what do you think I read that? He didn't read any of that stuff. Bill Ayers wrote those books for him. 844-500-4242. Colleen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Colleen.
Hey, Howie. A couple of observations. I grew up in the Metro Detroit area during the riots of the 60s.
Yeah.
And if you put a split screen with the riots of the 60s in downtown Detroit next to what's been happening in every major city, there would be no time stamp. It's identical. It's identical. I was listening to your clip of playing Charlie Baker, and you know what I thought? Mr. Rogers is reincarnated. That's how he's talking to us, like we're a bunch of imbeciles.
I know. We've got some more sound cuts, too, that are just about as bad. Have we got time for 23? Taylor, it's 30 seconds long. Listen to this one, Colleen.
These positive trends in the public health data are the primary indicators of how COVID-19 is impacting our communities, and it will continue to determine how and when we pursue measures associated with our reopening program. We've also made significant progress in fighting COVID, and more people are opening businesses. But as more things reopen and as we get into the summer, we must all remember how quickly we move forward will ultimately depend on how well we all do our jobs.
Too bad you didn't do your job of managing the nursing homes better. There might be another 3,000 or 4,000 Massachusetts residents still alive, Charlie. You want to talk about that? I'm Howie Carr.